Welcome to episode 4 of the Misadventures of the Millennial Virgin podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Mia Creswell. Anyways, this is episode 4, and I'm so glad you're listening. If you are new, if this is your first time listening, please stop what you're doing. Run it back to episode 1. Listen to that so you can get caught up on everything. And if you're not subscribed, go ahead and subscribe and share it with your friends, right? Because we're on this ride together. Anyways, episode 4 of the Misadventures of the Millennial Virgin podcast. Here we discuss the unspoken truths about faith, life, love, and sex. Again, I'm your host, Mia, and today we're talking about the L word. What is the L word? Love. Who does not love love? Well, if I be perfectly honest with you, there was a time I didn't. All right, story time. I remember being in high school and a couple of my friends and I decided to be public about our anti-Valentine's Day sentiments. And we decided to make some anti-love t-shirts and wear them on Valentine's Day. I think the main reason that we did this was because one of my friends had like gone through a recent breakup or something like that. But looking back, I'm like, we were so childish and we were young, you know, and at the time I had never had my heart broken yet or anything. So, but I was promoting this bitterness and I was supporting this bitterness and I didn't see it as bitterness at the time. I was just like, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I don't care about those bears. I don't care about any of that. And I want everybody to see I don't care about Valentine's Day. But I did because we went to Walmart. We bought these matching gray t-shirts. We wrote on the shirts in pink paint and we went to town. We were like, look, everybody, look, we are anti-Valentine's Day, okay? I wish I still had a picture. I have no idea. I mean, it's probably good that the pictures are gone because we don't need evidence except just me telling you. Now, I understand, you know, at the time I was young and so I don't hold that against myself, but I look back and I'm like, there is nothing cute about being bitter or promoting bitterness. All right. Again, there's nothing cute about promoting bitterness or being bitter. Bitterness is often a result of our own insecurities. And ultimately, it's a result of us forgetting God's truth about himself, ourselves, and others. Bitterness comes when we doubt our own worth and we doubt our own value. So when we see somebody else and we see them have, they have something that we want or that relationship we want or think we should have for whatever reason, we despise that person or everything that reminds us of what we don't have. But that's not how God designed for our lives to be. Yes, we're going to have setbacks. We're going to get, you know, our feelings hurt, our heart broken sometimes. And, you know, just sometimes that just happens, but it's important to take our minds back to that truth that we read about in that famous scripture, John 3:16, God so loved the world. And that's a truth that lasts for a lifetime. That was a truth that existed before we came into the picture. And it's a truth that's going to last forever when we're long gone. And it's not based on how we feel in a particular season of our spiritual journey, because we are on a journey, but it's solely based on God's truth and the fact of who he is and who he says he is, period. Now, I want to move on and just talk about a little bit about the unspoken and unpopular truth about love. Oh, here we go. Specifically, the definition of love. Okay, and we touched on this a little bit in episode 1, but I want to go a little bit deeper into it. So the world has literally convinced us that love is merely a feeling. And it's really no wonder marriage rates are so high, because people are convinced that if a certain feeling is no longer there, then it can't be love. I can't stand that situation because I don't have those butterflies this month or this year or the past 2 years. So this can't be love anymore. I don't love this person. This person doesn't love me. Okay, it's over. But because as quickly as we can catch some feelings for somebody, as they say, I don't know if people really say that anymore. Do they? Well, I just said it, so. Anyway, as quickly as you can catch feelings, you can lose them just fast. It can be based on circumstance. It can be based on how we feel that day, the month, the week, what that person did, what they didn't do. And those feelings can go away that fast. And we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and it tells us what love really is. And I want everybody to go and read that because it's so practical. Like, it's something that we look at, we read, love is patient, love is kind, it's forgiving, it doesn't keep record of wrongs. And I'm like, okay, those are things that we can actually do. We have to practice it, you know, to get it right, but we can do all of those things. But if we read closely, feelings are not mentioned anywhere in those verses. Nowhere. And that's not to say that as humans, we don't feel emotions and the butterflies when it comes to being in love and that feeling of loving someone and being loved, but it doesn't stop there. Real love doesn't stop there. Because God created us to have feelings and emotions, but the biblical definition of love, it's based on actions. It's based on choices that we make. Love is pure. Love is unconditional. It's not based on circumstances or how well behaved a person is and how much we think that they deserve our love, right? Because we can get like that. I'm exhibit A. Like, there have been situations, whether it's, you know, with family or relationships or whatever, and it's easy to say, oh, I love this person. Oh, I love you. But the minute you do something I don't like, I'm not like showing that love anymore. And that's not what love is about. Love is patient. Even when they're getting on our nerves, okay? I know I get on my mama's nerves, but she still loves me anyway. And she may not always react the exact way I feel like she should, but she still loves me. At the end of the day, she still loves me, even when I get on her last nerve. Because I know I do. And I mean, you know, I'm not going to say she gets on my nerves because she's probably going to hear this. But just in general, you know, love is kind when we want to throw out those smart comments. Look, I am stepping on my own toes right now because when I get upset and I'm like, you know what? I'm not really feeling this situation right now. I can get smart, you know, and make some snarky comments, but love doesn't do that. And love does not envy. Ooh, when we see someone in a position, it doesn't have to be someone in a relationship. It could be someone who's, you know, an associate, a friend or whoever, and we see them doing something or getting attention that we feel like we should be getting. Instead of envying that person, love rejoices when another person is doing well. I love seeing my sisters do awesome things. I love seeing my mom and my dad do positive things. I love seeing my friends thrive and pursue like their passions and things that they're important about. I love that. And that's important because love is not self-seeking. It's not, what can I get out of this situation? How can I manipulate this person and kind of manipulate my way into getting what I want out of this situation or this person or this environment or whatever? Like, that's not what love is. Love is not proud. Love practices humility to prevent going to bed angry. We read in the Bible that letting the sun go down on our wrath, it says, do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Because what that does is overnight, you don't sleep well. When you go to bed mad and you're thinking about what that person did and what they said and what you should have said and what you, the comeback you forgot to say, because now you're thinking about it and you want to wake up in the morning and tell that person, you don't have peace when you go to sleep. Your sleep is not sweet. Like, you, I like going to bed at peace and waking up at peace, you know, when God wills. And so when love is humble, love is not, okay, I'm going to be mad at you till you come and say sorry. I'm going to be mad at you until you do the things that I feel like you need to do. Love doesn't keep record of wrongs. Instead, it's quick to forgive because we know the grace and mercy that God gives us daily. Whew, that's hard. Not keeping a record of wrongs, but instead being quick to forgive. Ooh, if it's something small, like if somebody steps on your toe, on your foot, okay, that's usually easy to forgive. But when it's like a pattern of behavior over and over, and we have to forgive that, Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, we don't set boundaries and we don't set expectations in love with the people around us, but we can't allow the mistakes that other people make, because we make mistakes too. We can't allow that to, like, to enslave them to where we can't love them because of the flaws that they have, because God loves us daily. Like, even if we don't always act on everything, even if I don't always act on everything that I'm thinking, I think it, and that's enough, but God still loves me anyway. And so who wouldn't want that kind of unconditional love that I just talked about, a love that's patient, a love that's quick to forgive, a love that says kind words and sweetens their words like with honey, and who thinks, okay, how is this gonna make this person feel? Yes, we all want that. God loves us perfectly already, and I can't say it enough. I know it sounds like repetitive and it sounds cliche, but God, we already have it in God. And yes, I desire earthly romantic companionship that comes with growing in love. If you didn't peep that, I didn't say that comes with falling in love. I said growing in love, because I believe in God's time and that will happen. But I think it's also important to recognize that even when it appears to the world and ourselves that we're being left behind or we're lacking in certain areas, we're already whole and complete in Him. He already loves us. There's no human being that can truly love us to the fullness that God can love us. Now, I'm not an expert on love, okay? I have to strive every day to grow in that area, especially while I'm single, because so that all my relationships really, but even so in my marriage, like, it can be on love overload, okay? And I'm just being completely honest. I mean, I just think it's important in whatever season of life that we're in to maximize that time that we have to really grow and, like, cultivate better relationships with the people that are in our space in that season and in that moment. So yes, I love love. I think that everybody needs love, and it just takes one person to be that light, to be that example of love, because when that one person is able to do that, they're able to change the world around them. You give others permission to love in the way that you're loving, and really to love the way that God wants us to love. Thank you so much for listening. That is it for episode 4, talking about love. And I just love this subject, because I mean, we all, like I said, we all need love, and it's something that we constantly have to grow in an area that we constantly have to grow in, we have to constantly check ourselves, like, have I improved, or how am I showing this kind of love that I want? Because a lot of times we'll be like, you know what, you ain't showing the kind of love you need to be showing, but am I showing that kind of love? Like, it really does start with the man or the woman in the mirror, like that Michael Jackson song. And it's really where it starts. It just takes one of us to decide, okay, this is what I'm going to do, so that we can be on love overload. Okay. Again, that is all for episode 4. Thank you for listening to The Misadventures of the Millennial Virgin. Again, I'm your host, Mia Cresswell. New episodes drop every first and third Monday. All right, so if you have not subscribed, what you waiting for? Head over to miacresswell.com to listen. Or you can listen on anywhere that podcasts are available. Talk to you later.